Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Hearty Talk podcast. This should be the second or third. It should be the third episode. But officially, it should be the third episode officially. I'm not confused, don't worry. Welcome and how have you been? Thank you for coming again. I'm trying to get used to looking at the camera because I noticed that a lot of you sometimes want a video to watch. But I think I like more when it's without the camera because I don't want to be conscious that, I have to like look into the camera and all of that sort. But if you are also listening via Spotify, you are the real OG. Guys on YouTube, yes, you the real OG, don't worry. So, today, what do I want to talk about? I want to talk about evangelism. Yes, so if we're talking about the topic of evangelism, it is basically maybe, yes, you're already in Christ and you already accepted Jesus Christ and your Lord and your Savior, and maybe you have like a 1 year walk or a 2 year walk with God already, and you have like testimonies and you're very convinced about, I want to live a life for Christ. So this morning, I have this, like, I've just been having, how will I place it? I have been having thoughts on like living a life of purpose, and I'm looking for how to draw, where to pick this conversation from, because I think I have like a lot to say, but at the same time, I don't want to make it so long. But and at the same time, I just want to help somebody maybe who was like me. The truth of the matter is that evangelism is not, so to say, very easy, but at the same time, it can be very easy if we learn, and like when you are starting out at first, it's not easy. It takes like a lot of deliberate effort, it takes a lot of boldness, and I want you to know that whenever you are doing evangelism, you are not doing it for yourself, you are doing it basically to make the love of Christ known to other people. I just really pray that Holy Spirit speaks through me today, this afternoon. So, one of the ways I believe strongly in which we can spread this good news, so we can share the gospel with someone or our loved ones or our neighbors, is by actually living a life of love. I was praying today and I was just like, God, help me like Jesus, help me to be more like you. Help me to be more compassionate like you. Help me to be more loving like you. Help me to be more selfless like you. Help me to talk like you. Help me to live like you. Help me to give like you. Like, Jesus Christ is the ideal role model. Like I always tell my kids in children's church, he's the ideal role model. Despite how much we resented him, he did not resent us. Despite how much they spat on him and they're like, oh, you are blaspheming, like, oh, you're not the real person, you're not talking about, you're not the real savior, someone who I've been waiting for, all that kind of thing. Yet, he didn't even resent them, not one bit. See, the same Jesus Christ that said that he did not come so that you can save him. He came to save. And it got me thinking that, God, this is real purpose. Like, all these, I'm not against people living, trying to find out what their purpose is on this earth, exactly what they are called for to do. Sometimes I believe you don't need to search too far when you're trying to find purpose as a believer. There are some things and there are gifts that are placed within you. There are some pains and passions that are placed within you, like inside of you, that's unique to you. When you now incorporate the gospel, like sharing, like making Christ known, using those aspects as like platforms to making Christ known, that way you are living a life of purpose. When you are continually living a life to please God, the only thing that makes you really happy is pleasing God. I strongly believe you are living a life of purpose. And so where am I going to? These past few weeks rather, entering into this year 2024, not like I've not been doing it, even when I was in school, I always like to go on evangelism. Sometimes I struggle with, oh, maybe one time growing up, because I was still young, someone just shouted at me, and like, my friend, you gonna sit down or something? That alone can like cause a wall. I'm like, I don't think this evangelism is for me. Maybe I'll just be sitting down at fan and I'll be praying for them, that kind of thing. I've gone from one face of the other to the other. Like, sometimes I'm like, you know what? I don't think I'm going out for evangelism again, or I'm going out there. I'm not telling people much about Jesus Christ. I will be praying for you from a distance. That kind of thing. So I've gone through different phases. And if you were like me, or you are like me, then I understand where you're coming from, and I know how hard it can be. But one thing I used to encourage myself is that even Jesus Christ was resented. Even Jesus Christ, the Savior himself, was spat on. And that didn't stop him from reaching out to the people that actually really needed help. I like to use, there's a scripture that keeps coming to me, Isaiah 61, about how he said that you have been sent to the brokenhearted. You have been sent to set the captives free. So you, my friend, yes, you may look like an ordinary person, but you have been sent to set the captives free. You have been sent to give the message of good news to those who are brokenhearted. And I don't want it to be that it's because of one particular person or two people or three people who are actually not seeing the truth of life, who are hurt, now transfer that aggression at you just because you came. You don't know the person they have met before they met you. So you don't, maybe that is from that person's past hurt. They are now transferring that aggression onto you. And like, my friend, will you go and sit down? All that kind of thing. That you're talking about Jesus Christ. That is, look at you. Is Jesus Christ even showing on you? Hey, that one is a pain. And that was something I was praying to that. Like, God, this Jesus Christ to show me. That kind of thing. But and that there's somewhere I'm going to. Just stay with me, please. So if you are in that particular set of people, I have a message for you. So I have a Bible called Thrive Bible. And I've seen someone talk about it before. I learned about it from somebody else, and someone gifted it to me. It's a very precious, precious gift to me. I've spoken about it a couple of times on my channel and even on this podcast. So the title that I'm going to read to you is Daughter of the Most High. So I would generalize it. Child of the Most High. So this message is for you. 1 John 3 verse 1. See how very much our Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know him. Beloved child, you are my child and I love you. So this part I'm reading is a love letter. Don't get discouraged when others don't recognize your value or who you are in Christ. Remember, they rejected my son, which means they may also reject you. But there are many who are open and ready to receive me. All they need is a messenger. I've anointed you to share my message of truth, love, and hope with a hurting world. Don't allow the few people who have discouraged you to direct the rest of your life. You have the ability to do great things. Not everyone will change the world, but you can change one person's world by leading them to me so I can give them a new life. Love your Heavenly Father. The reflection says that don't get discouraged when people do not treat you like a child of God, or if they don't know who your Heavenly Father is. They will not know your worth. Remember that your identity is not what others think of you, and your value is not determined by what others say about you. Look to God and to find your confidence to work as his chosen child. So that aspect is related to us, but where am I going to? There is also a part in Romans 11, I believe. I can't remember where exactly. It said that, how will they hear if someone is not sent to them? How will they believe if they did not even hear in the first place? So we should not get discouraged because of one. I'm speaking to myself as I'm speaking to you also, and I believe it's just the Holy Spirit speaking that don't get discouraged, my darling. Don't get discouraged because of one person maybe screamed at you. I cannot promise you that the next person you will not meet will not scream at you, but I know one day every single action is a seed that is planted in the heart of people. Every single action, every single word of encouragement, every single act of kindness, every single hope that you give to someone is a seed that is planted. So I want to admonish you today that you should try to become, like, let it become our new purpose for living, that I have decided that I'm going to become the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ on this earth. I realized from going for evangelism this past, like this year alone, this is just March, that many a times, many people don't even understand, they don't even want to hear all these, the doctrine, kinikokinikok, for God, like all those things, they've heard it a million and one times. You are probably not the fifth person coming to meet them, neither are you the first person coming to meet them, and perhaps you may be the first person. They've heard this thing a million and one times. And the truth of the matter is, there are some people in our church that even are not saved, and they've been coming to church for like past maybe 5 years, and yet they are not actually saved. So how would those people come to know Christ at the end of the day? I strongly believe it's through the message of love. I believe strongly that the gospel is a message of love. God said in his word that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He loved us. That is why he sent his own son. That is why he came in the form of a human being, so that we can come back to him. The whole essence of this gospel in the first place was the message of love. We cannot say we love God and we don't love our neighbor. I'm sure you have heard this a million and one times. You cannot say you love God and you see someone hurting on the road and you cannot even ask the person and say, please, what happened to you? Or are you okay? Is it transportation money? See, I'm honestly really tired of religion. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm tired of so many people saying that, oh, I'm a Christian. And our neighbors are really hurting. Like, your nearby neighbor, the person you see at work every time, you know he's going through a challenge and you're not even praying for that person. So what message are we leaving? What message are we, what message are we preaching? Please. We should just be messengers of hope. Even if you don't even know the good news, vibrative, like, oh, this is where the scripture says this. I just want to admonish you that live a life of love. God so loved the world, he sent. Another scripture in 1 John 5, which is open in my front right now, verse 4 to 7 says, dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. Verse 8 says that, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. If I go back to verse 12, it says, no one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and his love is brought to full expression in us. So whenever you show love, you show selfless action, you give words of encouragement, you stop by 1 minute and just decide to pray. That way we are sharing the message of hope. We are sharing the message of the good news. We are living a life. Jesus Christ even said it by himself. He already said it. He said that whenever you love one another, it shows that you are of me. I don't know what other message again is to preach. Once we preach, our actions are even enough word to preach. I was talking to my brother today when we come back from evangelism. And I was telling him that, see, from all these evangelism that we have been to, I strongly believe that people are just, sometimes when you go for evangelism, people are always like, oh, I don't want to hear any of those things that you're talking about. I'm hungry. And it can shock you that it's just 100 naira that you give them and they will listen to you. I'm not joking with you. I've heard it and I was shocked. I was like, 100 naira, legit 100 naira. Or even the biscuits in your bag and they will listen to you. Some people just really want to be loved. Some people are hungry. And it happened to Jesus Christ when the people, about how many people were following him. And he just realized that, see, these people are following me because of what to eat. Because of the food that they will get after. So it just comes with balance and wisdom. Because to be honest, there are some times where you now decide to start giving. And some people are just like, they are just looting you. No, there's a balance and wisdom to it. And I just want us to just become and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday life, in at work, in our place of where, in our local churches, in our local assembly, just be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ by living out let love become the new lifestyle. Let us love our neighbor in truth, not necessarily what we can get from this our neighbor. Let us just learn to love. And I promise you, you did see the seed. You may not see it now, but I'm sure when you get to heaven, God will tell you that. I'm really proud of you. Did you see that single action that you did for that person, that time? Do you know that later on, it's like reproduced much fruit? So every single action, every single act, every single act of going out for soul winning, living a life of love, every single act that you do, every single word, every single encouragement, every single thing that you do is a seed. So don't stop. Don't get discouraged because of one person shouted at you or because one person treated you wrongly. Please don't get discouraged. There are some people, there are tons and tons of people waiting out there for your light to reach them. So please, don't give up. Do not give up. You are a child of the Most High God. He is love, and He wants you to live that kind of love. And my prayer that I will pray for you and I today is that God, help me to become more like you. Jesus, help me to live like you. Help me to be kind like you. Help me to be patient with you. Help me to not to repay other people what they did to me. I don't want to do that. I just want to be more like you, Jesus. I just really, really want to be more like you. And I'm sure that is your prayer for today. That way, we're actually able to share the gospel more with more people because of how we live. And at the end of the day, my own hope is that when I get to heaven, I just really want God to be really proud of me. And I know He's proud of me right now, but I know that I want to reach more people. Like, every single action I'm going to be more deliberate about it this year. And I just really pray for grace. So without making this podcast any long, I just want to, let's pray together that God, let me pray with you and let's pray with each other. Heavenly Father, our heart postures just to become more like you. And you said that for us to be more like you, we need to learn to love one another and even love you. So Heavenly Father, we pray that God grant us the grace to be more like you in our words, in our actions, with everyone we come across. Help us to live like you. Help us to love like you. That way we're able to share the good news with one another. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Heart It Up podcast. I'm so glad that you took out time to listen to this episode. And I hope this encouraged you to keep going out for soul winning and also keep living a life of love. God bless you and have a lovely, lovely time. And also please share with me in the comment section what you have been going through. The camera just died right now. Share with me in the comment section what your struggles have been in evangelism related. So, and let us know just in the comment section. And if this has blessed you, share it. One person, two people, three people, share to your status. God bless you. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. Bye-bye.